KJAN Sports. It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, following Sunday's announcements from Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, all spring activities of Iowa's high school unified activities partners, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, the Iowa High School Athletic Association, the Iowa High School Music Association, and the Iowa High School Speech Association, activities will be prohibited through the state's K-12 school recommended closure of 4 weeks. Governor Reynolds announced the recommended closure in collaboration with the Iowa Department of Public Health on Sunday. This recommended closure date currently extends through Friday, April 10th, and would mean a school return of April 13th. Prior to April 10th, the schedule will be assessed as necessary with information from the governor, the Iowa Department of Public Health, the Iowa Department of Education, and the activity partners. Per the CDC guidelines recommending the cancellation of gatherings of more than 50 individuals for at least 8 weeks, events following the planned four-week school closure in Iowa will be updated as that situation develops. Now, as for activities, the first practice date for three boys' spring sports was set for Monday. Golf, soccer, and tennis. Baseball was scheduled to begin limited practice time on April 1st. The first practice dates for the girls' tennis and golf was yesterday. The first practice dates for girls' soccer was set for March 23rd. The first practice date for boys' baseball and girls' softball, May 4th, remains the same until further information is provided. The first practice and competition date for boys' and girls' track and field was February 17th. All of the boys' and girls' sports are now in a prohibited period for practice, competition, and any sanctioned activity until that closure is lifted. That prohibition means no in-person contact between coaches and administrators, student athletes, for the duration of that period. The Iowa High School Music Association has canceled 4A and 1A solo and small ensemble festivals set for April 18th and the state large group festival set for May 8th and 9th. There should be no in-person contact between teachers and administrators and participants for the duration of that prohibited period. An effort to provide IHSMA participants with a makeup experience should take place only by digital media throughout the duration of that prohibited period. The IHSSA events will be prohibited to practice or make up their individual state local contests until that closure is lifted. All the contact between coaches, judges, and students for the duration of that period is prohibited. The All-State Speech Festival, scheduled for March 30th, has been canceled. The IHSAA is canceling mass gatherings planned for April, including the governor's scholar ceremony and the annual officials banquet. Students and officials will still be honored, with updates to be provided for award recipients. Officials clinics for both boys and girls spring and summer activities that were previously scheduled for dates during that recommended closure will be postponed, and those will be made up when possible. Due to the ongoing developments related to COVID-19, the Big 12 Conference announces that all organized team activities, whether organized or voluntary, including team and individual practices, meetings, and other organized gatherings, have been suspended until March 29th and will be reevaluated at that time. In addition, all conference and non-conference competitions are canceled through the end of the academic year, including spring sports that compete beyond the academic year. Well, this was supposed to be the earliest start to the Major League Baseball season. Instead, it'll be the latest. MLB has pushed back opening day until mid-May at the earliest because of the new coronavirus. That decision follows the federal government recommendation restricting events of more than 50 people for the next 8 weeks. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred made the announcement following a conference call with executives of the 30 teams. His office issued a statement saying teams remain committed to playing as many games as possible when the season begins. The season was slated to begin March 26th. NHL players have been told they can return home and self-isolate there until the end of March, while hockey is on hold amid the pandemic. The league cautioned that it will not be able to even provide guidance on the potential reopening of team practices for another 45 days, which could make May the earliest possible restart date. Players had previously been told to remain in their team city and await further direction. That new directive comes in the aftermath of the CDC's recommendation that the U.S. not hold gatherings of 50 or more people in the next 8 weeks. The NFL has barred in-person interviews with free agents and is requiring local physical examinations for them rather than team-conducted exams. The league also banned travel by team personnel to meet with free agents as well as those players traveling to team facilities. The moves were included in a memo sent to all 32 teams. The NFL also says it will proceed with its draft, but without public events next month in Las Vegas. It's not yet clear, however, if the draft itself will be held in the city. Commissioner Roger Goodell said Monday the draft will take place April 23rd through the 25th as scheduled, but under a modified format that's still being developed. The draft will be televised regardless of its venue or format. NASCAR has suspended its season until May as part of the CDC's recommendation to postpone gatherings for the next 8 weeks. That decision came after at least two Monday conference calls between the sanctioning body and its team owners. The series plans to return to the track at Martinsville Speedway in Virginia on May 9th. Indianapolis Motor Speedway officials say they're holding off on postponing the month of May activities that conclude with the Indianapolis 500 on Memorial Day weekend. The Speedway issued a statement Monday saying officials are aware of the CDC's interim guidance suggesting the postponement of events involving more than 50 people over the next 8 weeks. The Indy 500 draws crowds in excess of 300,000. The Kentucky Derby is being postponed from May to September because of growing concern about the coronavirus pandemic. The Courier-Journal of Louisville cited unidentified sources close to the race saying Churchill Downs will postpone the Derby from May 2nd to September 5th. That would make it the first time in 75 years that the race won't be run on the first Saturday in May. A formal announcement by the racetrack is set to be made today. The last time the Derby wasn't held on the first Saturday in May was in 1945. Also around the sports world, the Women's Professional Tennis Tour has suspended all competition until May 2nd because of the outbreak. The tour says a decision will be made in the week ahead about the rest of the European clay court circuit. The next Grand Slam tournament is the French Open. That's scheduled to begin in Paris on May 24th. The leader of the IOC's Coordination Commission for the Tokyo Olympics says there is no May deadline to cancel the games, and he remains confident the event will go ahead despite sports coming to a virtual standstill globally amid the coronavirus outbreak. John Coates told the Sydney Morning Herald newspaper that it's all proceeding to start on the 24th of July. Former IOC Vice President Dick Pound said in an interview with the Associated Press last month that the end of May loomed as a possible deadline for the IOC to make a call on the Tokyo Olympics. On other sports news, the San Francisco 49ers have lost one talented defensive lineman while retaining another. The Niners have shipped defensive tackle DeForest Buckner to the Indianapolis Colts for the number 13 pick in this year's draft. A person familiar with the deal said Buckner will receive a new contract worth $21 million a year from the Colts. The fourth-year pro had 7.5 sacks and 34 solo tackles last year. A trade was completed immediately after the 49ers announced a deal to keep defensive lineman Eric Armstead with a five-year contract worth up to $85 million. Armstead recorded 10 sacks and 18 quarterback hits last season. He's been with the Niners since being selected 17th overall in the 2015 draft. Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins has accepted a two-year $66 million contract extension. Cousins was entering the final season of a fully guaranteed three-year $84 million contract he signed as a free agent in 2018. He was scheduled to count $31 million against the salary cap, but a person familiar with the trade tells the Associated Press the new pact will reduce by $10 million the team's charge for 2020. The Cardinals have picked up three-time All-Pro receiver DeAndre Hopkins from the Texans for running back David Johnson and draft picks. That's according to a person familiar with the trade. Hopkins has 3 years remaining on a five-year $81 million deal he signed in 2017. He caught 104 passes for 1,165 yards and seven touchdowns last year. The Titans have tagged Derrick Henry as their franchise player, making sure they keep the NFL rushing leader around for at least this season. Henry had 1,540 yards rushing during the 2019 regular season before gaining another 377 yards in Tennessee's first two playoff games, leading the Titans to the AFC title game. The Buccaneers have placed a franchise tag on NFL sack leader Shaquille Barrett, who would be scheduled to make just under $16 million this season. Bruce Arians stated last season that the 27-year-old outside linebacker ain't going anywhere after setting a team record with 19.5 sacks in 2019. The move likely means the departure of quarterback Jameis Winston, who will become an unrestricted free agent if the Bucs don't re-sign him by tomorrow. The Cowboys and receiver Amari Cooper have agreed to a five-year $100 million package. That's according to a person with direct knowledge of the deal. The 25-year-old Cooper has 5,097 yards receiving and 33 touchdowns in five NFL seasons since the Raiders made him the first overall pick in the draft. The Cowboys also placed their exclusive franchise tag on quarterback Dak Prescott, securing his rights for an estimated $31.5 million while the sides continue working on a long-term deal. Prescott has played his entire four-year NFL career with the Cowboys and threw for over 4,900 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions last season. The Raiders have agreed on a contract with free agent quarterback Marcus Mariota to provide an experienced backup behind starter Derek Carr. A person familiar with the deal confirmed the Raiders' deal with the former number two overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.